Okay, so we're starting a new sugya today, the Ezra Hashem. So we've been discussing Dam Chimud, so in a related, but not the same topic, we're going to get into Dam Besulim. This is very, very much Nogei Lamaisa. Dam Besulim, obviously, not often in your life, but you know when a couple first gets married, and certainly if you're a chassan teacher or a rabbi who people come to with these shailas, it comes up all the time. Meaning there are very few couples that get married and have zero shailas about Dam Besulim. Way more than 50% of couples right after their marriage have some shaila that comes up either at 3 o'clock in the morning or the next day or a day or two later, some shaila, or the next time they have tashmish, meaning the second time around, people have shailas about Dam Besulim. So this is a very important siman to familiarize ourselves with and to really to do a good job at trying to cover. It's not going to be a one day siman, at least 2 days. Sunday, I'm supposed to be speaking in Stamford, Connecticut. I think I'm speaking there till... You're from Stamford, Connecticut?
Yeah.
So I'm speaking there, I think, 9:30 till 11. So I don't know. Like, I don't know how it works. I don't know if, like... I know if I ran a program in Mashal on Sunday morning at 11, so at 11:01 the place would be empty. Like, people would come, but at 11:01 everyone's, like, driving carpool or whatever, and they're doing their thing. I don't know how it works in Stamford, Connecticut, so I may have to stick around to answer questions and things like that. What do you think? Yeah, so I don't know how quickly I can get, how far is it from here?
50 minutes.
Oh, it's 50 minutes? Yeah, so the stomach, that won't be sure. Should we do late shear? I'll leave it to Jed. Jed, you'll figure it out. Okay.
all right. At least one wedding that guys are going to.
There's at least one.
Might be two.
There might be two what?
Weddings that people are going to.
8 a.m. Yeah, I'm sure at 8 a.m. I'm giving another shear. I do dafyomi from 7:45 to 8:30. It's true.
We can yeah.
Because helicopter. Yeah, I've been fighting for my helicopter. My commute would be 7 minutes. All right, whatever. the top of Belford is like perfect. I thought this through. So I think we need a few more Israeli families. Zipline. Okay, so we'll have to figure out Sunday. Stay tuned to the WhatsApp to figure out Sunday. But right now, at least, let's get started on the sugya of Dam Besulim. So at the beginning of Perek HaTinokas, at the very end, in Mesach Nidat of Samach Dalet and Beis, the Mishnah tells us, Tinokas Shlo Yigias Manaliro. So if you have a young girl, and it's a little troubling to read this Mishnah, I have to tell you the truth, you're reading about seven-year-olds getting married, but okay, this is the world that was. We're going to have to pull out what's actually Nogea to us, Lemaisa. But Tinokas Shlo Yigias Manaliros. If you have a girl who's very young, she's not even of age where she would see Damnida, Vinises, and she gets married, Beshamiyom Nosla Arba Leilos. For the first 4 nights, if she's bleeding, for 4 nights, you assume all of that's Dam Besulim, she's not Tamei. Even longer, as long as it takes until she has a Bia without any Dam, you're going to continue to assume it's Dam Besulim. He gives man, obviously a younger girl is going to have much more Dam Besulim, right? That's a mitzius. That the hymen, by the time a girl is much older, is so thinned out that it very often doesn't bleed at all, or bleeds very, very little. So by the younger person, it's going to be like a much more traumatic kind of thing. He gives manaliros venises, if she's of age to bleed, but she hasn't actually bled, and she gets married, v'shamirom nosan laila rishon, v'shalom an motzoi shabbos ar belelos. V'shamir says she gets first night, v'shal says 4 nights until motzoi shabbos, again assuming that... that they got married by Yom Ravi. Rasa va'odu bebeis avia, if she saw Dam before she had gotten married, which is every woman nowadays, right? A woman who has become a Nida before she got married, because you're not marrying 11-year-olds, you're marrying girls who are, whatever, 20, 21, 22, something like that. So Beshame Yomrim, nos la bi'ilis mitzvah, ubisilam kala laila kula. So Beshame says, let her have her bi'ilis mitzvah, and that's it. And Beisil says, even multiple bi'ilos. As long as kala laila kula, the whole night, you can assume all of that is Dam Besulim. So just like to be very clear over here. When we say kala laila kula, that means that at the end of the night, when it's all over, what is she? Is she Tamei or Tahar? What?
Tamei.
No, Tahar. Kol Laila Kula means she gets all night where you could still assume it's Dan Basulim, and therefore she's not a Nita. Meaning the Mishnah is telling us, and that's why you don't have to worry about anything. If next time on the second night you have Bia again, and then she bleeds, that would make her Tamei. But all this is Tahar, that she's absolutely Tahar. Then the Gemara goes on to say that Bogeres Nosna Laila Harishon. Even according to Beis Hillel, that Igiyas Manaliros gets 4 nights, that's only for a Nara, but a Bogeres only gets 1 night, whether she's blood or not. Fine. Comes along the Gemara a little bit later, Samachayim Adays, Rav Shmuel Damri Tarvayhu, Halacha, Boel Be'ilas Mitzvah, Uporesh. That's the first indication that there's some Tumah over here. Meaning, up until now, and if Simon likes to point this out, because this is one of, when Rav Simon discusses Dan Basulim, he tries to build up toward Rabbi Abadi's big chiddush that there's pretty much no such thing as Dan Basulim, which we're not going to go with that mahalich, let's say. But he does point out very, very fairly and accurately that at the stage of the Mishnah, the initial discussion of the Gemara, whenever we're talking about Dan Basulim, what we're saying is, and it's therefore not a problem, she's therefore not Tamei. The first time you have any indication that because of Dan Basulim, you're going to have to now separate, Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh, Samachay Amid Beis. That Rav and Shmuel both say Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh. Masav El Chista, so ask the Gemara, wait a second, Maisav and Asan La Rebbe, Dalad Leilus Mitochid Beis Chodesh, Amalei Rava, Durei Apir Cholamali, okay, fine. The Gemara goes on to say, here it is. Rabbi Seinu Chazu v'nimnu bol b'yus mitzvah parish. Omer Ula, ki avu bar Rabbi Yochanan v'yishlachash p'tinokas, lo avu maski mina ele kedemasik tala mi bekarba, umesai mi bahachi. Bol b'yus mitzvah uporesh. Just keeps getting repeated. That the maskana of everyone is bol b'yus mitzvah uporesh. Amrle Rabbi Abba l'Ravashi, el me'ata bal nefesh lo yigmar b'yaso. Bol b'yus mitzvah uporesh sounds like you're worried about Damnida. Well, if you're worried about Damnida, then don't be gomer bia. As soon as there's dam, get out of there, because there's dam, you have to be worried now. Meaning, before you told me bol b'yus mitzvah uporesh, I would say, of course, be gomer the bia, because it's all dam besulim. Dam besulim is dam maka, you have nothing to worry about. It's all fine. But as soon as he's telling me bol b'yus mitzvah uporesh, you're telling me that I'm worried that this dam is not just dam maka, that there's a problem here. So don't become a bia. As soon as there's dam, you can't be there anymore. So says Maravle, liba no kvo parish. That would be a bad idea. Imagine adding to the anxiety of the wedding night that, by the way, if there's a drop of dam, you're risking an isakaris. You better, you know, like that's not something that we're willing to advise. Why is it called the bilas mitzvah? What makes this a mitzvah more than any other? Adrab, Chazal have an assumption, which is not true nowadays, but they have an assumption that a woman cannot become pregnant from a bia rishona. Right? We know that l'maisa a woman can, but Chazal assumes a woman cannot become pregnant from a bia rishona. So I would think if there's any bia that's not a bias mitzvah, it would be the first bia, right? So the Drisha quotes the Deos in Rishonim, right at the bottom of the Torah, and then right at the beginning of the Siman. And he points out, Tosa says, because it's she fully commits to the person who's Osa Kli, that breaks her Basulim, and is Mestabikba. That's the reason that Minchas Yitzchak mentions in the Tshuva, in the Chelek Tes Siman Tzadi, not to remove the Basulim surgically. Meaning, can't you solve a whole bunch of problems just like, hey, you let every girl, when she goes for a checkup, when she first gets engaged, let them do a hymenectomy, I don't know if that's what it's called, but let them remove the basulin, and then you don't have to worry about this, it'll save so many headaches. Because he says, why is it called the bilas mitzvah? Because there's a special commitment to the one who broke her basulin. So apparently it's a maila that it should be done, dafka, through an act of bia. If I recall correctly, I'm not 100% sure, but if I recall correctly, Rav Shaftu didn't think that was such a chashmi. But, okay.
He says in Rav Shaftu loves people.
The what?
Rav Shaftu said it's okay.
Yeah, he doesn't think it's a chashmi. He thinks it's okay to remove the basulim. Not the yeshivish thing to do, I'll tell you that. The other shita quoted by the Drisha is Al Shem Habrachos Shemevarech Achar Shematzah Besulim Kumfurish Balach Skidos Vivir Rosh Beksubis. That there are brachos that are quoted that one is supposed to recite at the removal of the Besulim. The Drisha doesn't like that answer because we don't find these brachos in the Gemara. It only comes up in the times of the Rishonim. Maybe we'll get to that later, whether there should in fact be brachos recited associated with Bia Rishona, but not for now. But whatever it is, yes, no, it's not in the Gemara. And the Brisa already calls it Bol Bilas Mitzvah. So that's why the Jewish says it's unlikely that that's what makes it Bias Mitzvah, because there's a bracha associated with it. Unlikely that that's the explanation. But bottom line is, what we see clearly is that the entire point of the Mishnah is to figure out the likelihood that Dam Nid is actually coming out. But nowhere does it say that Dam Basulim is a problem in the Mishnah. It's only when we get to Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh, that's Rabbi Seinu Chazu V'Nimnu, Bol Bilas Mitzvah Uporesh, that we start saying that Dam Basulim is problematic. So the million-dollar question, I mean, the thing that we have to keep in mind as we go through the entire sugya, and that all the Rishonim deal with, is why? Where did they get this idea that Dam Basulim is a problem? Dam Basulim is Dam Maka, right? So you're going to tell me that if a woman falls and scrapes her knee, so that's it, she's a Nida now, we're going to be Machmir that she's a Nida? No, we know that it's a Maka, it's got nothing to do with Dam and Amakar. Dam Basulim doesn't come from the Makar, doesn't come from the uterus. What are we worried about? So Beis Yosef quotes some of the approaches. There are more approaches that the Beis Yosef does not quote. Let's go through, I don't even know how many approaches I collected here. Five approaches. So Beis Yosef starts with this. He quotes a Rashba in a Tshuva. Rashba in Tarsabayis less elaborately, but in a Tshuva, in Chelek Zayin, some Kuf Samach Aleph. You can't imagine a doesn't mean a bigger wound. It means you don't have a greater example of a maka than Dam Basulim. We're not going to be told about Dam Maka. Mishum deshaini hacha deika lemechash ludeshmuel. Damar yicholni livol kama basulos below dam. What's he saying? It's possible to have a Biyah Rishonah without Dam Basulim. And it's possible that you just did, meaning that a Chas and Kala get married, that their Biyah Rishonah was without Dam Basulim. Aye, how are you going to explain all that Dam that they just found? There's only one other explanation. That it's Dam Nida. Meaning, in a Chinami, if I were sure that it were Dam Basulim, it would be fine. But you can't be sure, because even if you had a Gemar Bia, you could have a Gemar Bia without breaking the Basulim. It happens all the time. Shmuel used to do it. The Gemara says that people would accidentally do it, not doing it by Kavana. They don't know what they're doing, and they bypass the Basulim. Sometimes the Basulim in a girl that's a little bit older is moved over, or it's whatever, it's affected, it's thinned out. One second. Va'od, says the Rashba, the Basulim yesh lahachm ufi she'in el l'show pamachas. He says, by Dam Basulim, there's no big deal. It's not like she's going to become a Roa Machmas Tashmish because this is going to keep on going on. It's one time in her life. Once the Basulim is gone, so it's gone, and then you move on with life. So when it comes to being Tola B'dam Maka, because a woman has this chronic problem, right? I'd rather be Tola B'dam Maka than assume that she's a Roa Machmas Tashmish. But if it's not going to be a chronic problem, you know what it is. It's Basulim. So we might as well be Machmir. Might as well be Machmir seems to assume that our default position, that second approach of the Rashba seems to assume that really, really our default position is that we should be Machmir automatically whenever Dam comes out of the vaginal area. Just automatically be Machmir. And I need a reason to be Maker. So Taliya B'maka is a reason to be Mekel when there's a compelling reason to want to be Tola B'maka. But Dam Basulim is not a compelling enough reason. So again, two approaches of the Rashba. First of all, we're concerned that she's seeing Dam Nida and not Dam Basulim, because it could be that the Basulim is totally bypassed. And that's clearly a possibility from a medical perspective. Right? Sometimes a woman's hymen is not broken, it's pushed off to the side or something. And there are women that, you know, there are women that don't break the hymen until months later. There are women that are pregnant, and the hymen is still intact. Meaning, Shmuel is possible. You know, you read the Gemaras and Ksubas or whatever, you think Shmuel's like a magician, right? No, it's possible to do it. So that's a possibility. And the second, says Rashba, is that really the default position is, of course, to be machmir. I need blood that comes out of the vaginal area. Of course, you've got to be machmir. Unless you have a compelling reason to be mekel. Questions?
According to Shmuel, wouldn't that just get rid of, like the whole category of raw machmir tashmish?
No, you need to know that there's a maka.
Because right, but why?
Over here, we know that there's a maka.
Right, so yeah, that's like Allah kama kama when it comes to raw machmir tashmish, because. But we're allowed to be makel in those circumstances, but we know definitively that there is a maka.
So no, you're only allowed to be makel if you could be told of a maka.
Right, but only if you know that there is a maka there. Here we know that there's a maka.
Right, so but we have no compelling reason to be makel over here. That's what the Rashi was trying to say.
Why?
Because the downside of being machmir is not such a big deal over here. The downside of being machmir by Ramach Mustash, which is a woman's not grumah.
Why is it not a big deal?
Because they'll be usher for 12 days and then they'll be mutter again.
But
it will never come up again in her life.
Part of the Rashba. That's position number two. Position number one is.
Right. Position number one is a separate thing.
Right.
Yeah. Position number one is that. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Position number one is that we have to be concerned that maybe there was. No, is a legitimate concern that maybe there was no. Maka. Maybe the hymen wasn't broken.
Right, but shouldn't the chazaka be the rove nashim have a hymen and it's going to be severed? So why should we assume?
Yeah, so that's a chiddush, right? So the meaning he's being chashina lemiyuta lechora.
Yeah.
Right, he's being chashina lemiyuta. Maybe it goes together with position number two. That, and what's the big deal?
Yeah.
Right.
What? Simply they go together.
Yeah.
Are there cases where the first piece doesn't cause blood? And if so, are we?
We'll get there. Says Beis Yosef, second approach, the approach of the Rush. Quotes the Rush at the beginning of our Perek. Afal gav de Rav Kamar Bogeris Nosna Kalaila Risho Naliba de Masnisin Amar Viu Savakrabasenu Sheskim Lahakmar Bedoros Achronim. Even though Rav says that we give her the entire first night. That's only the pshat in the Mishnah. But at the end of the day, we paskin that, like Rav Hoseinu, Polbius Mitzvah Poresh. Kiav Rav Yochanan Shogash B'tinokas L'maskiba Lishna Mashma Kiav B'tinokas B'kol Chiluke B'sulas Hamur Peres HaTinokas Afilu B'loigiz Manaliros V'lo Rasa B'kulan Hichmir B'shaveh. Says the Rosh, I'll tell you something else. This Polbius Mitzvah Poresh is even if it's a katana, shaloi giz manaliros, lo rasa, where like you should be giving her a long time to assume that it's dam basulim and be mekel. Says the Rosh, we're still machmir. Once we say bolbius mitzvah parish, we're going against everything we said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah was saying, dam basulim, you don't have to worry about it. It's only when you can stop assuming that it's dam basulim, only then do you have to start worrying. Right? That's what the Mishnah was saying. But there was a paradigm shift. Once we got to the Gemara, we said Bol Bils Mitzvah Parish. Says the Rosh, that's for everybody. V'nirli detam chumrazu lo b'shvil shenecho shem yotza dam in amakor im dam besulim. It's a lama neichosh. B'tinog shal yizman liros. Afil b'ish gadol lama neichosh. He says, I don't understand. It can't be that we're choshesh. It's not possible. Whenever he's saying, whenever you have a rishon that says, it's not possible when he dafka takes a pshat and says, that can't be, it means that somebody holds that it is, right? So the Rosh is saying, it can't be that you're being choshesh, that some dam nida is coming out with the dam besulim. No way, that's ridiculous. Why would you be choshesh that on a 9-year-old, that there's dam nida coming out with the dam besulim? And once you can accept what I tell you, that we say the same halacha of Bol Bils Mitzvah Parish, whether she's 9 years old or 19 years old, so it can't be that it's based on a chashash of a mixture of dam nida. Hakayim l'bara dam achstashim she'im yesh la maka tolaba ve'en l'cha maka gedol mizu. This is dam maka. El ha'tam mishum debi'ilas mitzvah l'kol himesura. Ve'en hakol b'kiin b'chilek sheyesh bein shelo igia zman liros u'bein igia zmano u'bein bogeres u'bein ras u'bein shelo rasa v'od mishum d'chasson yitzro tokvo hilkach iskimu rabaseinu l'hashvos kulan v'liten lan din chumra shebechumros t'ayinu bogeres sherasa denos nabilus mitzvah v'vah. That people are not such landanim. they're not going to be able to make chilukim. How old is she? Has she seen dam before? Is it Higiyah's man of liros? How many days have passed? They're not going to make any such cheshbonos. If you have tashmish and blood comes out, she's tameya. Period. That's the rule. We give every woman the most stringent status. So if dam besulim would be, if dam besulim were a certainty in every bias mitzvah, then in a chinam we wouldn't suspect any dam nida. But there are specific cases when a woman is unlikely to experience dam besulim, and in those cases, any bleeding is assumed to be dam nida. And since a person could be easily confused about when the bleeding should be assumed to be dam besulim and when it should be assumed to be dam nida, especially a chassan who has a healthy yetzer hara, and he dafka doesn't want his kala to be temeya, so in order that he not rationalize anything, we just say dam from bias mitzvah is dam nida. That's shitas harash. There's a lot to say in shitas harash.
How do you reconcile that with just because of dam marker? In other words, if the rash doesn't have the second thing the rash had, it's like there's no reason not have a chumra anyways. It's a typical case of dam marker. Why don't you just ask a rav to the doctor?
No, he's saying it's not always dam marker because sometimes a girl doesn't have a besulim.
No, you can inquire about a particular case. In other words,
we'll get to that in a second. That's really about it. So the Sidrei Tara in Kuf Tzadik Gimel Aleph, he questions the Rosh because what's the Rosh saying? Everyone's like a Bogeres. Yeah, and what's the halacha by a Bogeres? Meaning, really, is that she gets Bia Rishona, at least, or Laila HaRishona according to Beis Hillel, and then she's fine. Right? Meaning, a Bogeres doesn't have zero dam, she has less dam. As far as Besulim is concerned, she has less dam Besulim. So if everybody's like a Bogeres, but where she only gets Bias Mitzvah, it means that she could be Tola, any bleeding from that night of the Bias Mitzvah. She doesn't see any more dam. Totally Torah, it doesn't require Zayin Nikim with Tevila. Very different than what the Rosh is saying, that she therefore gets Bias Mitzvah. So obviously, what the Rosh is saying is that at the last stage in the Gemara, once we introduce this notion of Poresh, it must be that we're being machmir on a Bogeres because of the possibility that a Bogeres doesn't have Dam Besulim. And once I'm being machmir on a Bogeres, I'm machmir everybody. Because I don't want a chassan to become a lamdan on the wedding night. Let things keep it as simple as you can, right? Sometimes lamdus is not good. When you work in kashrus, and the guy that works in the store tells you a lamdus, you got to kashrus the whole store, right? I figured, the guy starts going like that, so then you got to kashrus the whole thing. And a chassan on the wedding night, you don't want lamdus on the chassan on the wedding night. So just one second, Rabbi Abadi thinks that the rush means, and you can look it up in his tshuvas, Simon Lamed Gimel or something, that we're only machmir by a Bogeres because she already saw Dam Nida prior to marriage. And Bogeres likely doesn't have any Besulim left. And the entire Shitas Harash is very clearly not that Dam Nida will mix with Dam Besulim, but that you think what you think is Dam Besulim is actually Dam Nida. And what the Gemara actually says about a Bogeres is that any blood other than from the first Bia is assumed to be dam nida, but blood from the bias mitzvah is assumed to be dam besulim. The only reason we say poresh is that we're concerned that she doesn't have besulim. Meaning, what's the Rosh saying? Why are we poresh? Because a bogeres might not have dam, and therefore, what are you seeing? Dam nida. But let's say you knew for sure that she did have dam besulim. Let's say you knew for sure she did have dam besulim. Then why in the world would you assume that it's dam nida? Whenever the rush isn't choshish, dam nida gets mixed with dam besulim. So if you knew that she had dam besulim, good, then everything would be good. You could assume it's dam besulim. He says that would be shitas harash, and therefore says Rabbi Abadi, have every kala go to the doctor. They do anyway for an examination, and have the doctor tell you if there's besulim or not. And as soon as the doctor verifies that there is besulim there, it can automatically be mekel. Kal v'chomer, if the doctor tells you that there's no besulim there, then you're not going to see any blood. And then for sure you can be mekel. But if the doctor tells you that there's besulim there, so then you know that when you see blood, it came from the besulim. If the doctor tells you there's no basulim and then you see blood, then you have a problem. That's Rabbi Abadi's shita. He printed his shita in his tshuvas. He also printed Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach's response to his tshuvas. Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote back to him. Rav Shlomo Zalman did not agree. First of all, mehechi tasty that we only assume like the Rush. There are plenty of other shitas that we have to look at also. And, it's kind of mefurish in Shulchan Aruch and all poskim that Dan Besulim presents a problem. And he's not introducing some new invention. There was such an idea of being bodek for Besulim since the times of Chazal. No one else came up with this idea before Rabbi Abadi came up with it. That if you just verify that there's Besulim, then the whole thing goes away. Mechaber could have thought of that. All the Rishonim could have thought of that. You have Gemaras like this where they're building for Besulim. Pesach Pesuach Matzasi Gemaras. I don't know. Stand over a barrel of wine and see if her breath smells or whatever, right? I mean, there are better ways to be building for Besulim. But. So no one accepts. I mean, this is not. It's unfortunate, like, this has become like. People know about it, so sometimes you have a couple of Dan Besulim, so they know, just call Rav Simon, because Rav Simon calls Rabbi Abadi, and then you got your automatic kula on every Dan Besulim Shaila. So first of all, that's not the way you should ask your Shailas. I mean, if you're a Talmud of Rav Simon and you ask Rav Simon your Shailas, good. If you're a Talmud of Rabbi Abadi, you ask Rabbi Abadi your Shailas, fine. But to Dafka know that, I'll ask Rav Simon my family planning and Dan Besulim Shailas, and I'll ask to know exactly where to ask whatever Shailas. So that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Even with your critique that throughout Chazal and post-game no one brings up the solution, it seems very evident from the Sugya that there's no real concern about Dan Besulim. Like none of the Rishonim.
Until the Gemara says, Baal Bilas Mitzvah,
no, but there's still no explanation. In a Chinam, even though the Gemara has an imperative that they should be Poreish, it doesn't seem like it's probably not Dam Nida. It really seems like it's Dam Nida.
So we have to see. The Gemara says it, right? And it's Paskin Shulchan Aruch. So we have to see why. So the Rush has his suggestion, which Rabbi Abadi assumes is the only suggestion. He doesn't really assume it's the only suggestion. He then says, and all the Rishonim agree, but they don't really. So he's definitely working off of the Rush, right? It's not so Pasha that we pass him like the Rush. And he's making the assumption. Whatever the answer to his kasha is, I think I have a bigger kasha on it. How come no one thought of it beforehand? It was not like a new invention that just came out, this idea of a doctor.
I think I'm just confused about his suggestion. He said for a katana who definitely does have basulim, I'm assuming, the Rush agrees that she's got a problem. So why was he saying the Rush says it's okay as long as...
Because that's only as a low plug. Right? The Rush said that we don't want him to be a London. So it's only as a low plug. But once you could take away the concern entirely, so then you don't need a low plug. Also difficult. It's also a difficult point.
The Russians, one Rav Radi said that within his understanding of the Rush, so if she goes to the doctor and the doctor says she doesn't have to, and then she has nothing to worry about?
Well, we'll get to that also. But Pashtus is, everyone would say, if she doesn't bleed, and the doctor says there's zero basulim there, so Pashtus is everyone would say she has nothing to worry
about.
For a woman who there's a reasonable chance that there's no basulim, and she bleeds.
She bleeds.
I don't want to spend too much time in Rabbi Abadi. No one holds that way. So let's move on. Beis Yosef caused a discussion whether boldness must be parish even for a tinoka shalo rasa. So he quotes that the Ran and the Rush would hold the low plug. But he spends a lot of time in that discussion, right? On a tinoka shelo gizman aliros, and she sees dam, so do you still say a low plug? Okay, so ayin sham, the Rif, the Rambam, Beis Yosef thinks they're saying the same thing. If you're willing to risk getting arrested and marry an 11-year-old, come and ask a shayla about several things. Okay, third shita. Rav Haigon, if your post-smicha plans are Lev Tahar or whatever, then you can come and ask a shayla, right? Isn't that the, okay, whatever. So the third shita. The Rav Haigon in Chuvas Hagaonim in Shari Chuvas Siman Kuf Peches says that we assume that Dam Basulim will cause Dam Nida to come. Why would Dam Basulim cause Dam Nida to come? The girl's never seen Dam Nida before in her life. Because the anxiety of Bia Rishona will bring about Nida. Similar to Vatachalcha Lamalcha Ma'od. That anxiety and stress and pressure brings about Dam Nida. Sudden hormonal changes are likely to cause Dam Nida. That's based on the Yerushalmi. Who's just asking me about this Yerushalmi? Asking me about this Yerushalmi, different Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi and Brachos Yutes. Kala Asur Lebesa Kol Shiva. Also Litol Mimena Koshal Bracha Divrei Reb Elazar. My time Reb Elazar. I Efshar. Here it is. Shelo Yetzei Dam Nida Im Dam Besulim. It's I Efshar. The Dam Besulim is not going to come out with some Dam Nida. So that's Rav Haigon. Then, fourth Shita is Shita Sarash. But wait, we already had Shita Sarash. Yeah, that was the Russian Nida, but the Russian Ksuva says something else. The Russian, in the first paragraph of Ksuva, says that the fear is that there's some Dam Nida mixed with the Dam Basulim. Not because the Dam Basulim brings the Dam Nida, just that you're never going to be able to tell when Dam Nida is made. The Haigon is that it's Dafka, the experience of extracting the Dam Basulim is going to make her have Dam Nida. The Rosh says, no, nothing like that. It's just that there's some Dam Nida that's likely mixed with the Dam Basulim. So the Dam Basulim has some Dam Nida.
Would that be a problem for any Maka that you find?
So why is it more likely by Dam Basulim than by anything else? That's a good question. So in order to answer that question, let's first ask another question. Remember the Rosh and Nida? What did he go out of his way to say? That Dam Basulim is not because, don't give me some ridiculous idea that Dam Basulim brings along some Dam Nida with it. Who would ever say such a thing? You did, right? Same Rosh, same author. Sidrei Tara raises this question in Simchat and Gimel, that the Rosh associates himself from Ksubas to Nida. In Ksubas he says that they're concerned that Dam Nida will mix with Dam Basulim. In Nida he specifically says the concern was not that Dam Nida mixed with Dam Basulim, but that the bleeding may be entirely from Dam Nida and not Dam Basulim at all, because the Dam Basulim could be bypassed. So Sidrei Tara says alumdus, without the alumdus language, but he says alumdus. He says that there's a difference between the Sibas HaIsser and the Gedera HaIsser. Meaning, what motivated this din that Chazal made of Dam Basulim? And once they made it, how were they magdir the din? What motivated them to say that Dam Basulim is a problem? That's the Russian Nida. The Sibas HaIsser is that you may be bypassing the Basulim, and you may actually have Dam Nida because you've totally bypassed the Basulim and Lo Plug. Once Chazal decided that Dam Basulim is going to be a problem, they treat every Dam Basulim like it's Dam Nida. Pretend there's Dam Nida mixed in there. That's the Gedra Isser. Gedra Isser is that there's Dam Nida. So every woman becomes like a Bogeris, Shiraz, a Bevesavia, but the Gedra Isser is to treat it like there's some Dam Nida mixed in. Keep that in mind. If that's Pshat in the Rush, that's part of that's going to help explain a number of things for us. Yeah.
Isn't there another reason also to be mashed? Is Dam Chima relevant? In other words, if they were building up the way.
Good. Lechem Vesimla says Dam Chima. Approach number five. By the way, the Sidrei Tara's approach in the Rush, is that Shtim with Rabbi Abadi? L'chore not, right? The Sibas HaGzera is for whatever. But the Gedder HaGzera is that when you see Dam Bisulim, you look at it and you say, that's Dam Nida. That's the Gedder is. So that doesn't stem with that at all. And the final approach, very contemporary approach, Rabbi Forst on page 468, footnote 12, writes as follows, and I quote, beside all of these halachic reasons, perhaps Chazal, with their keen perception of human nature, saw a need to impose tumah on a new couple immediately after they consummate their marriage. They felt that after the initial physical contact, the couple should learn to focus on developing their new bond in a deeper and more meaningful manner. This is only possible through removing the physical from the agenda for a short while. Constant physical outlet at this time may misdirect the meaning and tone of their intimacy. Nicely said. Baruch Shekivanti, right? This is what we just spoke about the other day. That sometimes it's almost like a little bit of a relief to not have to worry about the physical side of the... I once had a chassan actually express that, the Tamale to me. Like, it would just be so helpful if this was just, like, Tame and we could just, you know, be for a couple of weeks to just breathe and relax and, like, be dating again for a couple of weeks. And sometimes people feel that. Rarely do they actually articulate it as strongly as this fellow did. But that's what Rabbi Forth is articulating. That, like, good, you had your moment, you had your physical intimacy, probably best for the marriage to take a step back. And if the way Chazal are going to do that is through Dan Basulim, so that's the way they're going to do it. I don't think Rabbi Forth is suggesting that, he's not arguing on the Rishonim. He's adding an extra time for the exam. This works out nicely, this Gezeiras Chazal. The second issue to deal with relating to Dan Basulim before we get into the nuts and bolts of it in terms of like the details of it and the halachas is at what stage in history this minhag developed to treat Dan Basulim like Dan Nida. So Beis Yosef says, it's not from B'nai Yisrael Lechmir Al-Atzman Afil Rosh Tibas Dam Chardal. You say, oh, Tibas Dam Chardal. Dam Besulim is Tibas Dam Chardal. He says, nah. Tahi Einu El Bero Dam Tomei, or Safek Tomei. De Medina, lo yisit Tzvich Lishma, lo yom echad, keneged yom, sharasa, yim hu b'yimei zova, v'yim hu b'yimei nida, b'shisha v'hu sagila. Tibas Dam Chardal means that if she's anyway Tomei, the Chumra of Tibas Dam Chardal is, instead of being Tomei for one day, like a Shemaris Yom keneged yom, or for 7 days total, like a Nida, she's going to need Shem and Nikiyim. That's the Chumra of Tibas Dam Chardal. Tibas Dam Chardal never says, take that Maka and make her Tamei from it. That's not, these aren't at all the same, says the Beis Yosef. Lo Shaya Chumra de Rabbi Zeira to take that Maka. So he says, Ve'ein Lomar Dibimei HaGaonim Nischadish V'lo Kodem. And you can't tell me that it came from the Gaonim, because you find that the Amoraim had it. And the Rambam doesn't say Shebimei Agonim Nischadish. The Rambam does use the words of Chayn Dam Besulim Bizman Hazeh. So the Beis Yosef works on explaining that lashon of the Rambam. But it sounds, says Beis Yosef, that this comes from the days of the Amorai. However, he does suggest that maybe it was Lo Pashat B'Kol Yisrael Acha Amdu Agonim Zal. Then Higu came the Kol Yisrael. That in days of Amoraim they already had such an idea. It was accepted in many communities. And he discusses how perhaps in the days of the Amoraim it was Talui and Minhag, and therefore if you see someone that's not knowing that way, lo nachzikam lo over maldas, don't assume that they're not religious and that they're violating Averos. Now you can, right, says the Beis Yosef. By now, once the Gonim came along, if someone is not observant of Dan Basulim, of the Alachs of Dan Basulim, then you can assume that they're violators of Averos, that they're doing something terribly wrong. I'm not saying if, like, you have a rabbi who has a more mekel shita. I'm saying, like, someone who just thinks that the whole thing of Dan Basulim doesn't apply. That's what the Beis Yosef is saying. So we just gave the background today, right? What it's based on. Remember that Rush. Remember that Sidri Tara, the Yisoda Isser, the Gedder Isser. We're going to have to talk about when to be Poresh. What happens if you don't see any dam? Does she need 5 days of pleitzah shechva zera? When we say that she's a nida, does that mean l'chol dvareha, that she's a nida? What if she sees dam after the second bia? How do we handle that? And surgically removing the hymen. How do we handle that situation? Or even just a partially removed hymen. What do we do in terms of that? Because that's very, very common. A girl could go to the doctor, and the doctor will say that it's there, But, you know, there's a good chance you're not going to see any dam. Right, so what do we do in such a situation? Okay, again, as far as Sunday, stay tuned to your WhatsApps, I guess, to figure out what's going on Sunday. Have a great day and a great Shabbos, everybody.